If your doctor's always telling you to exercise more, today, at least there's a good excuse to explain why you shouldn't.
It's obvious just looking out the window, that thick, gray wildfire smoke. Some air quality monitoring stations across the Wasatch Front are showing elevated levels of tiny little particles right now.
I love people exercising. It's a wonderful thing to do, but this isn't great air to exercise in. So we would ask people to think about when they're exercising and try to avoid the periods when we really have high levels of air pollution.
Now, the air in some places is so thick you can taste the smoke on your tongue, and that's a problem for your lungs.
Dr. Robert Payne is chief of pulmonary medicine at University Healthcare.
Those particles get down into your lung, and they are just the perfect size to work their way out into the working part of your lung. And there they cause inflammation. They cause changes in how the blood clots, and they can trigger a number of health problems. Exposure just for a few days to this kind of air pollution causes an increased number of heart attacks in patients who have heart disease. It causes cough and sputum and worsening of chronic bronchitis or emphysema in patients who have smoking-related disease. It certainly causes increased numbers of asthma attacks, whether in kids or in adults. And we worry that this is air pollution that can even be problematic for pregnant women or for infants, and that exposures like this can increase the rate of asthma later in life for kids.
State Air Quality Monitoring Manager Bo Call says you can pull up real-time conditions on the Department of Environmental Quality's app, but even if you're low-tech, the solution is pretty simple.
But in all cases, if you're out there and you really smell it and taste it and it's just making you react to it, then do what your body tells you and go someplace else.
So there you go. Stay inside, watch TV tonight. It's healthier than going out for that jog.